Welcome to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, where we explore the stories, lessons, and frameworks that help entrepreneurs turn hustle into something bigger. I'm Greg, serial entrepreneur, professor, and founder coach, and each episode I share personal insights and practical tools to help you on your entrepreneurial journey. Today's show is called Side Hustles That Turned Into Family Businesses. Now let's dive in. Here's a stat that might surprise you. 70% of family businesses fail to survive to the second generation. But here's what's really fascinating. It's not because of money problems or market forces. It's because they never properly transitioned from side hustle to legitimate business structure. I call this the kitchen table trap. Picture this. Your side hustle starts at the kitchen table. Everyone's excited, pitching in, having fun. But as it grows, family members naturally assume different roles without ever discussing them. Mom thinks she's the CEO because it was her idea. Dad believes he's in charge of finances because he's always handled the family money. The kids feel like equal partners because they've been working nights and weekends. Nobody knows who's really the boss, who gets paid what, or who makes the final decisions when things get tough. Here's what Harvard Business School research tells us. Successful family businesses establish formal structures within the first 18 months. Written roles, profit-sharing agreements, conflict resolution processes. They do this before emotions and assumptions take over, because once those roots grow deep, they're incredibly hard to untangle. The solution is what I call the two-hat rule. Every family member must wear two distinct hats, family member and business partner. You need systems to switch between them consciously. In business meetings, your partners. At family dinner, your relatives. The magic happens when you learn to switch hats intentionally. Let me tell you about Maria and her daughter Sophia. They started selling homemade salsa at farmers markets, just weekend fun that grew into $50,000 in side income. But when Sophia wanted to expand online, while Maria preferred staying small, their lack of established decision-making authority turned every family dinner into a business argument for 6 months. Their relationship nearly shattered until they finally created a formal partnership agreement with clear roles. Here's your action step. Hold a structure meeting with your family business partners this week. Create three documents. First, a role definition sheet listing who handles what responsibilities. Second, a decision-making hierarchy showing who has final say in different areas. Third, communication rules that separate family time from business discussions. Even if you're still small, even if it feels formal, do it now. The strongest family businesses aren't built on love alone. They're built on love protected by structure. Because the best way to preserve relationships is to treat your shared dreams like the serious business they deserve to become. Thanks for tuning in to The Hustle Show with Dr. Greg Watson, brought to you by Entrepreneurship Essentials, empowering founders at every stage. If today's episode gave you value, please subscribe, leave a review, or share it with someone building their own hustle. Until next time, keep building businesses bigger than you.